This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. I put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Doctors are warning that pickleball is like a drug now.
Yeah, I think your dad needs to hear this story. Isn't he like a giant pickleballer?
Racquetball. But
Sorry, Rocky.
He's more of a racquetball guy. But pickleball is just booming. Now 20 million people play it, 311% increase from 2021.
Holy cow.
But injuries are on the rise. Maybe because of who's playing it, but maybe it's just because pickleball is a dangerous sport. Achilles ruptures, torn meniscus, wrist fractures. And so doctors are warning about, like, hey, pickleball is actually could cause a lot of injuries. Players still refuse to quit. Even after major injuries, doctors have said they've talked to them like, hey, you probably should not play pickleball for like a month.
Pickleball for life!
And yeah, they keep going out there, and they said it's because it's so addictive.
Yeah, it's funny. What? My aunt has had an issue with that too and continues to hurt herself because she can't stop.
She can't stop, and doctors are saying it's, yeah, they cannot stop, that pickleball is the new drug. It's like, what's sweeping the pandemic? Opioids and pickleball.
True.
Ketamine and pickleball.
True.
Binge watching your favorite show might actually be good for you.
I hope so.
Kevin and AB, thank you, God. Yes. Rejoice. Yes. Study said at University of Georgia said binge watching your favorite episodes, even marathons at a time, are good for your mental health, good for relaxing. During tougher times, it could take you out of your like stressful situations and you could daydream, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Uber's
rotting was good.
Uber has tested a new payment method, cash.
I don't know that's going to go over well. I don't know that I'm here for this.
Do you want details or no?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so Uber is testing a new idea where they pay drivers in cash. They're saying that some people don't have bank accounts or have resources to bank accounts, and they want to be able to provide that for them. But here's the problem. Like, Uber drivers don't carry cash and coins on them to give them change.
Oh, yeah.
They're worried about thieves. They're worried about people like taking a ride and then not paying for it and then jumping out of the car. They're trying to become taxis.
Yeah.
It's right. Like Uber, like, we wiped out the taxi.
No, we moved out of taxis. Let's stay out of taxis.
Uber's like, I got this really good idea. We should be taxis.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Oh, we're about to do something so stupid on the Brett Maga Show. We're about to tell each other what we really think of each other. So there was a trend out there where you tell like pros and cons of people or your significant other. And Hannah was like to her boyfriend, Julian, and she goes, hey, will you want to do this for me? And he's like, tell you cons. And what was his response?
Absolutely not.
He's like, no way.
He's smart too man. Smart for that.
He was like,
very smart.
I will never do that. I am not going to let a crazy person get mad at me.
I said, well, there shouldn't be a list. And he's like, you're right.
Yeah, that's
not.
It. Yeah. Bro, I could, we'll
no
talk.
We'll talk. Therapy's over there.
So what we're going to do here on the Brett Mega Show is do it for each other. We each picked out of a hat, almost like a white elephant, Secret Santa kind of thing. And we each got somebody. Instead of giving them gifts, you have to write two pros, two positives, And only one con.
I'm so scared.
But like most people, I know we're only going to focus on the cons. We could say the nicest things about each other and be like, so you think this? And it's going to be super awkward, so it'll be funny. And I'll lead by example. I'll go first. Person I picked out of a hat. Hannah, you think it's you?
Yes.
I think it's Hannah.
You think it's Hannah?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm scared.
Hannah, let me tell you some of your pros and cons.
Are you kidding? Of course you got me.
On a different time.
Oh, shoot.
It is Kevin.
Hey. Oh, that's the hardest one.
Kevin is the hardest. Well, okay. Kevin.
No, I can name my cons.
Me too, Kevin. I got a list.
I could never list a con for Kevin.
Okay. Aww. Well, I'll start with pros. Okay. Pros. He is the nicest guy. He is one of the hard people, the hard to say negative things to. I almost listed his niceness as a con because like Kevin will be screening callers when callers call into the show and he'd be like, they'd be like on speakerphone or not paying attention. Kevin's like, it's okay. You can do your Starbucks order after our segment. Like, you can do it in the middle of the show. And Kevin is so nice. He like almost
Kevin
nice.
Won't drink the office coffee because he feels bad.
Yeah, it's almost
I don't
nice
make this. It. And if you don't make it, you don't take it.
It was almost a con.
You're too good, Kevin.
But
you're
you are so good. So I put it as a positive.
Thank you. That's very good.
You're also a soldier to us, to your family. You ask Kevin to do something and it might as well be consider it done.
Yes.
So those are the two pros.
Okay.
The cons. So I had a list. It could have been your
last. I thought we were supposed to do one con.
I didn't. I just want to make sure.
That's like really going off right now.
I just really wanted to make sure we knew how I had to settle this. The lack of like understanding like technology. Kevin will scream at the computer. Like, Amy, they're making me enter my password for my email.
Why is it loading?
But I didn't list that as a con. That wasn't it.
We're just throwing that one out there.
His G.I. Joe obsession.
Oh, man.
His wife might list it as a con, but no, I think he's a kid at heart. How about how he walks around Target and just stares at the toy department like a creepy old man? I didn't list that as a con either.
Stop.
Your con, Kevin, is the fact that you are a grown man and you take baths.
Oh, hey!
I mean, it's weird. The fact that Kevin... That's how Kevin doesn't shower like the rest of us. Kevin takes a bath. Like, he is a tall man. What are you, 6'2"?
I'm 6'2".
And he takes a bath in his little tub.
Yeah, how do you fit in there?
Well, you do...
It's weird, man.
You sit with cross legs and just lay back.
We have a visual now.
Yes. Now you can picture Kevin.
Always what the people wanted.
Yeah. So I think you're all saying, boy, that's your con?
That's his con. Those are bad. All right, since Kevin, I got you. You get to give whoever you have pros and cons
Well, I got Hannah.
Yes!
So,
Kevin's saying a con about me is going to hit
Yeah,
so
Kevin's
hard.
So nice that Kevin can think of a con.
I could.
He's also the one that called me Tan Mom.
And I just couldn't think of one con. And I couldn't just think of one pro. So I have a list of all the pros about Hannah.
No. Oh, my
God. Oh, right. God. So timing was my other con with Kevin.
So the pros about Hannah, she's very friendly. She's hardworking.
Mm-hmm,
she's
mm-hmm.
easygoing. She is a great sport.
I'm easygoing? Really?
She's curious. She's fearless. She makes you feel a part of a team. She makes you feel part of a family. When Hannah's into something, she is all in, and Hannah shares everything. Her cons, Hannah shares everything.
Very true.
She is very quick to freak out.
Correct.
Once she gets a boyfriend, anybody else is dead to her.
We have seen that.
Oh, my God.
she drops her friends. Bah.
I did get uninvited to something last week.
Stop.
I got uninvited to lots of things, too.
I'm not the only one with an abnormal obsession. My abnormal obsession being G.I. Joe. Hannah's is cottage cheese.
And yeah, it's weird, dude.
Yep. And tanning as
and
well.
Tanning.
And that's not RBF. That's just how Hannah looks.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hannah's face was a con.
That's true. Okay, those are all super valid.
All right, Hannah, you're going to be up next in less
I'm
than
scared.
3 minutes. You'll get the pros and cons of myself or AB. We'll find out who next. Yeah, just keep it going, guys. We got any more cons coming our way?
You only listed one?
Yeah,
that was the thing.
Oh, okay.
How many do you think? Wait a second. How many do you think
she would... The assignment was two pros and one con.
Kevin listed 30 cons for me.
Well, Hannah, that seems like a you problem.
Thank you. Thank you so much for kicking off your Monday with us here on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah's going to update with you with all the big news that's happening in Hollywood. What's going on, Hannah?
Yeah, everybody's wondering, where's Howard Stern? What is happening to Howard Stern? Someone was in his chair today and on his mic, stepping in. I'll tell you who that was next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Okay, the radio tea today is boiling hot. So everybody's been wondering, like, what the hell is going on with Howard Stern? We don't know if he resigned. He hasn't really been on air. Everybody's like, what is going on? He was supposed to address all this on September 2nd, and when September 2nd came, no news came. There was no update. So we all were like, okay. Fast forward to today, this was the day he was supposed to address something. And instead, this morning, someone else was sitting in his chair and using his mic, Andy Cohen.
I know that you're expecting a big announcement from Howard, and this is actually not how things were meant to go. There's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen with Howard. Is he fired? I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, except that he's not here, and I am.
I mean, jaw to the floor, stomach in knots, throwing up. Andy Cohen to take over for Howard Stern?
It seems crazy because, like, they didn't even take off the Howard Stern logo. It was just like Andy came in there and was like, guys, I've been forced to do this and I'm taking it over.
You know, and I love Andy. He's really good at his job. But, okay, let's look at the radio experience versus Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Howard Stern is like the GOAT of radio. He is who people look up to. He is like the king of media. And it makes sense that he's the king of media because after 20 minutes of Andy Cohen being on air and supposedly taking over for Howard Stern, it all ended up just being a prank. And Howard Stern did re-sign his contract. Howard Stern
Crazy.
Is back. Howard Stern is not going anywhere. He's just that damn good at radio that he literally broke every headline and made people like throw up and die that Andy Cohen was going to be taking over his contract.
It
he's not.
Him,
I got fooled, guys.
He got,
I was fooled.
Like, he had signed a $100 million deal with Sirius, and then when his other contract was up, he would just, like, worked less and took less money. So I thought that was what the delay was going to be, and I think a lot of people started to speculate maybe he would just retire, or if he would do it, he would just give up the rights to his old shows, because people just like to listen to his old show on Sirius, right?
Yeah.
And so that wouldn't be a cool announcement. So Howard found a way to make sure everyone was talking about him just renewing his old deal and nothing changing in his life.
He's still got
it, like, and it reminded everyone, yes, I am still talked about, even though I'm not even on terrestrial radio. I'm just on some serious satellite radio. It's crazy.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can figure out the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 20% of Americans say they do this every weekend. What do 20% of us do every single weekend?
I'm going to say that 20% of Americans, including myself, we go to the casino.
Casino? Every weekend?
It's popping, guys. You got to wait for a slot sometimes.
All right. Wow.
Okay. I think they go out to eat.
Go out to eat. Okay.
20%?
You think more, maybe.
I think they take a nap.
Oh.
AB is the closest, but doesn't have it correct. 855-444-6342. Knowing that AB is the closest, that's your number to text in. 855-444-MEGA. If you think you can figure out what 20% of Americans do every weekend, I'll tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if anyone figured out the Mega Mind question of the day. Question on the Brett Mega Show. AB was the closest when I said 20% of Americans do this every single weekend. AB, your guess was?
I said take a nap.
It's closest, but didn't get there. Did anyone get there, Hannah?
Okay, I think the closest person on the text line was Dave. Dave texted in. It's along the lines of sleeping. They said sleeping in.
Yep, 20% of Americans sleep in every single weekend.
Good.
Wow, I miss those days when I didn't have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 3-month-old keeping me awake every single day. So different life back then. 20% of Americans sleep in. Kevin had eBay drama with trying to sell his toys, guys, right after Miley. Kevin had drama trying to sell his toys.
Yeah,
I know that seems crazy, a grown man, but man, Kevin loves his toys, and he had some big-time drama selling toys overseas.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I have to sell my old toys to buy new toys. And on eBay, what I do is I offer free shipping. And I offer free shipping because when somebody sees that, they are like, hey, free shipping, this is great. I'll pay what you're asking.
Kevin selling toys on eBay is like his side hustle.
He wants to have an entrepreneur.
Yeah, he wants to have good customer service with the free shipping. He's like Amazon Prime over here.
Exactly, but free shipping means I got to eat the shipping cost, and shipping continues to go up and up and up, not just here in America, but also overseas. Places like Serbia.
So, Kevin?
Yeah. So usually when you sell something on eBay, what you do is, somebody purchases it and you can send it to their hub. And then the hub takes it from there and they'll pay the extra shipping. I did not realize, though, the buyer has to pay eBay a ton of money for that extra shipping. So somebody bought one of my items who lives in Serbia and did not want to pay the extra money that eBay is asking for shipping. So he tried to DM me, but he was still using eBay to tell me all this messaging about me going outside of eBay to ship this to him.
Kevin using technology on the side and some other dude from Serbia using messages on the side is kind of hilarious.
So he's like, look, I don't want to pay the additional $65 apparently that this is going to cost to ship from the U.S. to Serbia. So is there any way you can do it by yourself and just, you know, spend $25? And I'm like, well, how do you know it only costs $25? And second, no, I'm not going to send you anything outside of eBay as I'm writing this on eBay's account. Because I'm like, look, eBay takes care of their people. I got to give you, you know, I want good customer service, but I also want you to get your item. I don't want to lose the sale. So how can we make this work? And he was like, I don't know, you know. Maybe you go down to the post office and find out what it costs. So I went down to the post office.
Kevin, you're doing too much for this guy.
Well, it doesn't.
You went down to the post office to talk to him about.
To talk to him about, okay, let's say I had to ship a package to Serbia.
That's what you said.
Kevin, you sound sus.
How much would it cost?
They contacted the FBI immediately.
And they said, well, what size package? I said, okay, let's say this package I have right here. What would it cost? And the postal clerk was very kind, and she goes, about $45. You know, she did all the things. And I was like, well, wait a second. So I'm going to have to eat this money? No. So I took the package back, and I wrote the guy, and I said, look, eBay's going to charge you this. I'm sorry it's more, but there's tariffs now, and there's, like, you know, fees to get into your country. So you're probably actually saving money.
What were you selling that people were paying $65 in shipping prices?
It was a He-Man action figure.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
And this guy prided himself on saying, look, I have bought hundreds of He-Man action figures from the U.S., and I've never had this issue. You're the first to create this issue. And
no,
I'm like,
way.
And I'm like, well, look, all right, it's going to be an issue. I'm not going to do it. You either pay me by this date, because then eBay takes over and says, you didn't pay, and then we'll refund your money. And then he paid me the next day.
I'm in the wrong business. People are paying $65 to ship a He-Man doll?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is crazy life.
I rarely am I speechless. I'm speechless.
All over a He-Man doll and the post office drama that went down at eBay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.